Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic, question 17 analysis. This is really important, so pay close attention. We're going to break down a mistake that was made in this question, and figure out how to arrive at the correct solution. So, the mistake was choosing the incorrect option, which was 6 and 8. Now, here's the interesting part, let's understand why this option is incorrect. To do that, we need to talk about consecutive even numbers. These are even numbers that follow each other in sequence, like 2 and 4, or 8 and 10. The key thing to remember is that they differ by 2. Now, let's set up an equation to find two consecutive even numbers whose product is 80. We can denote the smaller number as x, and since the numbers are consecutive even numbers, the larger number is x plus 2. The equation based on the given condition is xx plus 2 equals 80. Does this make sense so far? Expanding the equation gives us x squared plus 2x equals 80. We can rearrange this equation to set it to 0, which gives us x squared plus 2x minus 80 is equal to 0. This is a quadratic equation, which we can solve using the quadratic formula. You might be wondering, what's the quadratic formula? It's actually pretty simple. X equals b plus or minus square root b squared 4ac slash 2a. Let's substitute the values of a, b, and c into the quadratic formula. This will give us two possible values for x. Now, here's the important part, we need to choose the value of x that makes sense in the context of the problem. Since we're looking for even numbers, x equals 8 is the appropriate solution. Therefore, the two numbers are 8 and 8 plus 2 is equal to 10. You might be wondering, why is the option 6 and 8 incorrect? Well, it's because their product is not 80. If we multiply 6 and 8, we get 48, which is not equal to 80. So, that's why this option is wrong. Now, let's think about this. When dealing with problems involving consecutive numbers, it's really important to define the smaller number as x and the larger number as x plus 2 for even numbers, or x plus 1 for consecutive integers. We should also use the given conditions to set up an equation and solve for x. And always, always check our solutions to ensure they satisfy the original problem conditions. Here's a trick to remember this. When working with consecutive numbers, try to identify the pattern and difference between the numbers. This will help you set up the correct equation and solve for the unknown values. And don't forget to check your solutions, because this is where a lot of people make mistakes. So, to summarize, we've learned how to analyze a mistake in a question, and how to arrive at the correct solution using consecutive even numbers and quadratic equations. We've also talked about some study tips and related concepts, like algebraic thinking and solving quadratic equations. I hope this explanation has been helpful, and I'll see you in the next lesson.